The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here. And I am here with Miss Erica and Tara of ET Clean Home, which I just thought was the most clever thing ever. Say hello, Erica and Tara.
Hi.
And before we dive in totally into this really awesome subject they are bringing to us today, they're asking a really important burning hot question, and hopefully I will not let them down and answer some of those questions. But before we start, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Erica and Tara. They started ET Clean Home in April, just recently, 2021, in Fort Collins, Colorado. They're bringing the sparkle to homes in Northern Colorado while, this is really cool, guys, while simultaneously documenting it all on Instagram. What? I love it. So welcome, ladies. I cannot wait to hear your little backstory. So tell us all, tell Clean Nation how you started and what was the Instagram thing? Can't wait to hear that.
Okay. Well, I've been friends for a while and we've talked about starting a business together for a while, but never just took that plunge. Erica has always loved to clean, and I've always been passionate about customer service. And I think it just finally came to a point where we were looking at places thinking we could give better service than this, or we started getting excited about how we could put little touches on things. And it seemed like there was a need for cleaning homes and we thought we'd enjoy it. So finally just decided to get together and start ET Clean Home.
Wow, exciting. And so I would love to hear, Tara, share with us about the Instagram part. I'm really intrigued about that.
So there were some other cleaning companies that Erica actually followed on Instagram more than me. And I think they inspired us. We both are on Instagram and we both just felt like that was a great way to one, market our business, and two, kind of have fun with it and inspire others. And so it's kind of a creative outlet for us. We get to just share our before and afters and our cleaning jobs. And that's how we've gotten a lot of business too. So we just, I mean, we kind of had a goal to like post every day. So we put a post out every day, no matter what. And then our stories are all the before and afters, and we've gotten a lot of, you know, great feedback that people have really enjoyed them and are motivated to clean and get inspired by it. So we try to have fun with it, you know, music.
And Tara made a point in the beginning that it's so great when you follow somebody, when you always see that little red circle, you know, there's always stories on Instagram and our following will click on that and they'll see what we're up to that day or what we're cleaning. And a lot of the feedback we get is that people really love the before and afters, you know, dirty space and then the clean space.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Be like the grossest thing you've ever seen. And everybody just seems to just eat it up and love it. So
there's something so satisfying, isn't there, Erica, both of you ladies, isn't there something so satisfying? I think it's just this deep seed. I don't know. There was something primal about it, like that we love seeing things transform. We love seeing something dirty get clean. And, you know, that's why all those viral videos of transformations of different kinds are so popular. What a brilliant idea. And you know, ladies, your hot topic that I'm about to talk with you about, there's something in this for you with your Instagram. Just saying, there's some ideas. Yeah, you're gonna love it, because I think that social media these days, if used creatively and correctly, is huge. And so many cleaning company owners aren't really thinking like that. They're, you know, they're not new like you are and kind of fresh to this space and maybe having that fresh new eyes on the space. And they're thinking, wow, I never thought of that. Never thought of doing social media, right? For cleaning. That's super exciting.
And some of the fun that we do too, which is also kind of embarrassing, is like TikTok and Instagram reels. You know, the saying, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Well, we post silly videos of ourselves on TikTok and reels. And, you know, they're sometimes silly, but it gets us out there and more relatable. And then people feel comfortable following us or realizing, oh, hey, you know, they're moms, they're friends. They're putting themselves out here and just having fun and being able to laugh at ourselves, you know, because it is so prevalent and TikTok is, you know, the thing, especially with cleaning and before and afters and same with reels. So it's fun to just, and embarrassingly, put ourselves out there for people to laugh with us at ourselves. So,
well, you know what? Here's the thing. It starts with your name. I love that. E, Erica, T, Tara, E-T, Clean Home. It's very obvious right out of the gate that you ladies have a sense of humor, that you're not taking yourself so seriously, right? And it's going to lead into the next thing we're going to talk about. So Erica and Tara came to us wanting to know how to hire good people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it looks like you're getting business in, but hiring has been more of a challenge. Would that be fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of Instagram, we really don't even have to do any other marketing and we're already like, you know, having so much work that we need to hire. So,
unfortunately, like turning some business down, which never hurts, good. You know? Yeah.
So we're just in that place where, one, you have to give up the control and we have high standards mm-hmm. for our cleaning. And so it's doing that. And then with this pandemic and COVID, like, you know, obviously every company is having a hard time hiring and finding people. So, and we're so new at all of this that we just don't even, I don't even know if we know how to hire. So,
well, you have come to the right place at the exact right time. So I'm not Mike. However, I've been with the company with Mike for almost 2 years and I've heard and seen it all. I coach all of our people in terms of their mindset and strategy. So Mike and I work in tandem inside the program. So I know a lot about both. So let's dive in with the mindset first. So mindset, you said something really key there. You said it's about letting go of a little bit of control because there's that quality and you want to do such a good job for your clients, which of course is appropriate, is right. That's how you build a brand. However, from a mindset perspective, definitely knowing that you're hiring the right people for the right reasons and they're coming to the table with the, you know, right mindset also is super important. So it starts with core values. So Mike talks about this all the time, right? When you ladies first have your core values outlined and we go through a whole process around that, core values are like the top of the pyramid. That's your North Star for everything you do, including clients, right? So for instance, one of Mike's top core values is have fun. I mean, you can tell just by the way that Mike shows up and all his goofiness and making fun. And so have fun is a core value and that's reflected in everything he does. And it looks like, ladies, having fun is also a shared core value. So that's a good example of starting off with your core values. And when you have that and you incorporate that in all of your advertising, so Instagram is a form of advertising, even for cleaners. So my suggestion right off the bat is get clear on your key, I would say 4 to 5 top core values of what's really important to you and be crystal clear amongst yourselves and then start conveying that, start living that and expressing it through all your advertising, whether it be in an ad for hiring, right? Hiring cleaners. I mean, like, listen, boring sucks.
It does.
Boring sucks. And you ladies are not boring. So it's funny because I think for when you're being super creative with your attracting clients, part of your business, sometimes what happens with business owners is they go to, they place an ad and they go all vanilla and boring. They're like, all their ads for employment sound just like everybody else's. So like, has to have a car and where, you know, work part-time, all this stuff that we think, okay, yeah, that's all the necessity stuff, but it's not attracting the right people. So core values, express that in your hiring ads right off the bat. And start adding into your Instagram or whatever you're doing in social media. Hey, we're hiring fun people. We're hiring people right now that match our core values, that want to get out there and see that transformation, embrace, right? That, that thrill that one gets when they see something go from dirty to clean, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So right off the bat, ladies, incorporate your personality and your core values in your hiring ads.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And as far as control is concerned, when you start hiring core values people, that feeling of I don't want to lose control will start to dissipate because those are people that are extensions of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you trust one another. Yeah. So of course you would trust someone who's a core values match.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That really does.
Perfect. So the next thing, and this is really cool. I've been teaching this a lot lately. Mike said it first at one of our events, and then I just picked up on it. I've been teaching it ever since. I call it mindset math. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's super fun. Okay. So mindset math, I'll tell you the opposite of, I call it millionaire mindset math. The good math we'll do in a second. The bad math goes like this. Oh my gosh, hiring is so expensive. And, you know, the ads are expensive and everything about it takes time. And, you know, right. That's bad math. That's monkey mindset math. It's, oh, it's so expensive. I paid $300 to hire a cleaner. Oh my gosh, that's insane. That's so expensive. Okay. That's the kind of math that will eat your lunch. As Mike says, so millionaire mindset math goes like this. So we want to, from a perspective framework, you want to look at the value of a cleaner to your company. What is the value? Was really easy if you do this math. How many hours, for example, a week do you want to have your people work? Like, Fully employed
would be, well, let's just say 30. Yeah. Yeah. 30 to 40.
So let's say 30, because the way that Mike teaches is he always says your cleaner should be part-time. You should never have a full-time cleaner. So that's tip number one. And the reason is because when you have, first of all, they burn out faster. Second of all, they definitely are harder to replace, right? Because if they call out, then you have essentially almost two full, like, people's worth of jobs to fill if they call out or if they leave or whatever. So you always want to have part-time people. That's the first thing. So 30 hours would probably be max per person. Okay.
That's great. A little high.
I was going to say 20.
Yeah. I was going to say 25 is usually average. So, okay. So we'll split the difference. We'll call it 25. All right. So 25 hours a week. Great. And now we want to calculate what you pay them. So there's the wage, right, per hour, which Mike always suggests should be about 10% higher than what your competitors or, you know, that are in the market, just because you want to entice good people. Not that that's the attraction, but you want to make sure that once they come, they stay. So about, you know, 10% above normal wage. And then you want to add your payroll costs, because they should be employees, not subcontractors, not 1099 people. Okay. So you want to add your payroll. So you can estimate about 20% up. You add that on, you know, to your regular wage, and you get an average cost per hour.
Okay.
So what's estimate? Let's just have fun here. What's your cost per hour approximately?
Cost. What's our cost per hour for
an employee, if you were paying an employee?
So like what we would pay them?
Uh-huh.
What would you say? 15 to 17.
Okay. So 17 would be with all the payroll costs.
You mean after the payroll costs or before the payroll?
After, yeah, including the payroll costs, because we're going to do something really fun here. It's called cost of goods sold.
Pay after the payroll costs.
Yeah. How much?
17.
Perfect. Okay. So we multiply 17 times 25. I don't have a calculator. If you do, you can. It's like, don't have a calculator at the moment.
Oh, it's, yeah. 17 times 5 is 425.
Okay. And then multiply that times 4.3, because we have 4.3 weeks on average over the course of the year.
That's $1,825, $27.50.
Times 12.
$21,930.
Okay. That's your cost of goods sold for the amount of hours that this person would work. Now multiply that times two.
That's 43,860.
That's your revenue this one cleaner is worth.
Wow.
Wow. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we go, gosh, but I spent $300 out of my expenses, which is a tax write-off, to hire this 43,800 plus valued cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, right? That's millionaire mindset math. Because now we're like, oh, I get it. Right? Yeah. I get it. Now, so we start to feel a little bit differently about what we're doing to acquire a new cleaner, someone who's a core values match, someone who's going to stay and treat our customers amazingly, who's going to do a great job and represent $43,000 plus to our business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So now you're like, okay. So now we get to be even more creative now that we're free of this idea that we're like afraid, are they going to do a good job? Well, their core values matched because we made sure of that in the first part of the hiring funnel. The second is we know from a mindset perspective, we're willing to pay for the right person, mm-hmm. right? Okay, great. Now we need a funnel. We need to make sure that we have a system for hiring. So what do you suppose? Okay, so after your ad, and they respond, are you on Indeed? How are you advertising right now?
Well, we haven't really even started. So
okay. So brand new. Perfect. 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 Okay. So most people are using Indeed. Okay. Others are using a combination of Facebook, believe it or not, to hire. It starts with the ad. So you want your advertisement to reflect your personality and your core values. That's more important than anything else. Then you want to set up a group interview, mm-hmm. not individual interviews. And there's a logic behind this. There's a reason why you want to have your interviews in person.
Before you talk about that, what was the website that you said? Indeed?
Indeed. Uh-huh. And Facebook. Those are the two that have been working the best for our cleaners.
Okay.
There are others, but those are the ones that we go to first.
Perfect.
And you want to keep your cost per application somewhere between $1 and $10 per application is what we call the green zone. Anything between 10 and 20 is yellow. anything above 20 is red, and we need to look at how to reduce your cost per application. But that's a general rule.
Great.
Okay. Awesome. So once you start getting applications in, you want to set up a group interview. You want to invite everyone who applies. So now if you have criteria that's like you like must own a car, have a valid driver's license, things like that, you definitely want to put that in the ad so that they can self-filter out if they're not a good fit. But, you know, core values comes first, and then secondarily is all the little like, oh yeah, and you have to have a car, and you have to, you know, they have to have a car.
Yes.
So I know that sounds like an obvious thing, but Clean Nation, if you're out there and you own a fleet or you have company cars, Mike would like, no company cars, because there's a host of reasons, but it's good that you don't already have that. So great. They have to have their own car and a valid driver's license. Awesome. So setting up a group interview in person. So here's the thing. It sounds a little crude when you say it like this, but blood in, blood out. The harder it is for somebody the more steps, the more skin in the game they have to have in order to acquire the job, the more likely they are going to be to stay, to be loyal, to show up, to, you know, right? Because listen, everybody out there, this is for everyone. If you start chasing applicants, what happens is they get used to that right off the bat. You're setting a really bad precedent. So it's like, hey, oh, when do you want to meet with it? Okay, we'll reschedule. Oh, your dog died. Yeah. Your mom's sick. Well, we'll wait. No. Right. So we want to have a group interview, at least one group interview a week. If you're really in a hiring mode, maybe two. But you want to have them in person, because that means they have to actually get out of their house and go and meet you. Okay. And you don't need to say that it's a group interview. You just say where it is and then they show up, right? Then you want to have a one-on-one interview as quickly as possible after the group. So anybody that you want to have a one-on-one with, you do that quickly. And since there's two of you, one should do the group, one should do the one-on-one. And then immediately, if they're hireable, you do a working interview.
Great.
So the next phase is get them to work, have them show up. And here's a little trick. I just want to just say, let's not burn this person out the first day. Do not take them out on an 8-hour marathon. Okay. they're going to be like, I'm too tired to come into work the next day.
Yeah.
So I know we've had some cleaning company owners that were a little ambitious and had them on a marathon day and then wondered why they were dropping off. So we want to have them show them what to do and have them show up. Like, how do they show up? How teachable are they? Are they coachable? You know, are they really truly that core values match? So you're looking at a lot of factors during this working interview phase of the hiring funnel, but there is a really important psychology behind group interview, one-on-one, working interview, which happens. I mean, that can be anywhere from 3 days to longer, the working interview part of it, but it's probationary. And they understand that they're not officially hired. You have to pay them. Don't get me wrong, everybody. Don't hear me. Like, this is a paid working interview or probation period. But that's where you both get to decide, is this a good fit?
That's good.
Okay.
Great.
And I would count on hiring three for every one or two cleaners that are going to stick.
Okay.
So you always want to hire up. And once you start hiring, never stop hiring. Mike tells it, always be hiring. Because if you look at the annual value of one client, right, versus the annual value of one cleaner, one cleaner can represent a dozen clients.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's so important, ladies. Always be hiring. All right. So I know that was a lot, Clean Nation. I put a lot out there. Ladies, do you have any questions about that process?
I don't know. It was so good. It was very helpful. I'm trying to think.
I do have a question. We had talked about when we hire somebody and do that working interview, are you suggesting we take them to a clean, or we had kind of, or maybe I had kind of mentioned, maybe we take them to one of our houses and that would be like the working interview where it's not necessarily a client, but it's my home or her home and we're cleaning it together and taking that time where it's not at a client's home and we don't have the schedule that we have to stay to. We can take time and really work with them. Would that be beneficial?
You can do it either way. Although that's a one-time thing and that would be like one day kind of. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to want to have them out with you in the field.
That's true.
So there's a couple reasons. One, you know, they have to show up more than once and do a good job more than once, right? Mm-hmm. In your presence. So everybody, it's kind of like a first date. Like anybody can show up and be okay for a couple hours on a first date. But after it's been, you know, two or three days, we're like, all right, now who they really are and how they really show up or don't, mm-hmm. you know, becomes clear. So mm-hmm. yeah, eventually you're going to want to take them out in the field. Yeah.
So a working interview is always more than one job. Or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And the whole psychology behind this is, again, you know, skin in, skin out. They have to understand they're not officially hired yet. So they can't just show up once. They can't just mm-hmm. do a good job once. They can't just have a good attitude once. They can't not be late once. They have to do it routinely for you to go, okay, not only are you a core values match, because that same personality that you showed up in the interview is still here, mm-hmm. but you're also reliable, coachable. You learn quickly because you can't tell how quickly someone learns by one time, right?
No.
Yeah.
So how many working interviews would you say Clean Nation, like that you guys recommend? Would it be 3 or 4 or just a 1 week period?
One per week.
Okay.
Well, you can do more than that in 1 week. You can do 3 cleans, 5. It really depends on your schedule and what you have available for. What I would do is cap it at the amount of hours that they would normally work. So no more than 20 hours, right? In, mm-hmm. But at the same time, you want to get them in and indoctrinated and up to speed pretty fast. So I wouldn't split it out too much. I would make sure that you keep that pretty tight, but no more than they would normally work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And eventually, ladies, you'll have people and what Mike teaches in his clean profit method is 30 days, 30, 30 days to a trainer. So he teaches you how to hire someone, bring them on, and then have them getting ready to train. So eventually you will not be the one who's doing all the on the job training, right? So you do the group interview, the one-on-one interview, and maybe the first day in the beginning mm-hmm. of the working interview. And then your trainer who you've, right, your cleaner trainer takes over. And that's a person that has already built trust with you, who's already mm-hmm. a core values match. You know all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So hopefully that was helpful to you ladies. You got a little bit of a taste about how to start hiring.
Yeah. Thank you. That was really helpful.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So now we're going to do something super fun. Lightning round. What's the one thing you ladies have discovered so far in your short career in cleaning that you thought was different when you first started than you do now?
Okay. I thought the question was going to go somewhere else. So I already, yeah, a lot of things are like I thought it was going to be, but what something is not like what I thought it was going to be.
You were like, you had this image in your head and then now you're in it and you're like, oh, that's different than I thought.
I think I thought it was going to be harder to get business. I didn't think that we'd be in a situation where we'd have to turn away work. Mm-hmm. So
that's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that I just didn't really think about when we were starting it.
Yeah. When we started, we just started and we were like, okay, we'll, you know, see what happens. Or, and then emails started coming in.
I always thought it'd be hard to get business.
Yeah. We had the opposite.
Well, you know, that's important.
Your house is cleaned.
Yeah. Yes. And you ladies have discovered through the great marketing, which is awesome. That's half of the business, is that, ooh, we need to duplicate ourselves fast or we're going to, right? We can't grow anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so important. So important. So what's one piece of advice in your short time in this business so far that you would give to Clean Nation?
I would say, personally, I think I would say when you're going in to clean homes, so I guess this is more of a practical thing, but really care about what your individual client cares about and pay attention to the little details, the little things that make a big impact on them.
Because they notice that.
Yeah.
It's the little things, you know.
I love that, and so true, and so reflected in everything you do. From what I can tell, ladies, is that you show who you are in everything you do, including the little things, and that and little things are not little; they're very big things to people. You're in their homes, you're in their businesses. If you're commercial, as an example, so you know this matters to them. So I love that. Great advice, ladies. Care about what your clients care about. And that's true in marketing. It's true in service. And you know what, ladies, it's going to be true in hiring.
Yeah.
Your ideal cleaners. So awesome, awesome advice. All right, ladies. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And hope to see you inside Clean Nation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
everybody.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.